The next patient is Linda Moon, M-O-O-N. This is a clinical case of a 62-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Silva, S-I-L-V-A, that has been referred to the practice because of the presence of proteinuria. She has been a diabetic for a long time, and she has been taking Jardiance that indeed has helped a great deal with the blood sugar control and the proteinuria. The patient comes today with a laboratory workup that was done on April the 25th of 2024, in which the serum electrolytes are within normal limits, the creatinine is 0.71, the BUN is 12, and the estimated GFR is 96.3. The patient does not have hyperfiltration. On the other hand, the protein creatinine ratio is 310, and the macroalbumin creatinine ratio is 96. It used to be 25. This has to be with the fact that the patient has arterial hypertension. Today, she's not taking the medication for the blood pressure because that was the recommendation of the cardiologist who is going to perform a stress test tomorrow. Following number, type 2 diabetes. The diabetes is under control. The hemoglobin A1C is reported 6.8. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. The total cholesterol is 136, the LDL is 62, and the HDL is 46, triglycerides with their normal range. Following number, hypertension that has been under control at home. Today, the blood pressure reading in the office is elevated for reasons stated above. Following number, psoriasis that is being treated with the administration of Skyrizi. Following number, astroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease compensated. The patient has a sleep apnea that has been treated appropriately. With an implantable device and not the CPAP. The patient is followed by Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L, pulmonology, for those purposes. The patient is in very stable condition. We're gonna reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup.